embedded applications that come with the Tapestry binary distribution. There's the workbench, and I'll show you the workbench in just a minute. It's a compendium of a lot of different components that are under the covers, examples of how it works. It looks really nice, and it's a great example of what Tapestry can produce very quickly. There's also an EJB. The workbench is just a pure web application. You can run it in Tomcat, no problem. The vlib has a dependency on EJB under the covers. You can deploy that in JBoss, for example, and or Geronimo, and I think, and be able to use this vlib. It's a virtual library. Suppose at an office you've got a bookshelf, a common bookshelf. Everybody should have their own set of books on their desk. But you know, some companies won't do that. You have a common bookshelf and you check them out, and the virtual library is that management application. There's also this better pet shop that's out there at java.net. So let's take a look at the workbench really quickly so you can see the types of things that it includes. And you can see what Tapestry is all about. So this is the workbench. There are some diagnostic things down here. There's this Tapestry Inspector, and what it is a component that you can just drop on your page. We wrap it up around a role check so that only developers get to see this particular thing. When you click on this thing, it'll take a second to pop up. It is inspecting the internal state of the Tapestry container, essentially, and showing you what the engine is like and what the templates look like. So for example, this home page, I can click on the template here. We'll see the HTML template as it's parsed, and it'll be completely hyperlinked between all of the components. I'll let my computer spin here for a second. And so this is what the Tapestry homepage looks like. Now, this particular page itself is simply wrapped by a border. Here in the Struts world, it's basically like the templated tags. So we have a border that wraps this with the header and footer, and the tab across and all that good stuff. And this is the content that gets put into that one pane. And you can dig even deeper into the engine itself and see the state of what gets serialized into the engine, which gets put into either an application scope or session scope, depending on whether you're running stateful or stateless here. And
so how do you look at the wrapper?
Look at the wrapper?
You show us the template for that part of the page. How do you look at the rest of it?
Sure.
You want to see what it's embedded inside.
So we can use the parsing's parsed it out, and all of these things are hyperlinks.
Oh,
I mean, these are just HTML files, basically, on the file system. This is just the internal being able to introspect it while it's at runtime.
Yeah.
That's the inspector. It's got some nice features where you can click on this. It's got a round trip, turn it off, example. In terms of fields, Tapestry has a great set of components for input for form-based sites, and it has very powerful validation mechanism. Right now I've got the client-side validation enabled, which means that there is JavaScript here. When I hit continue, I'm going to get a JavaScript pop-up that tells me that I must fill this field in. So every one of these fields has validation wired to it. Now, server-side validation automatically happens also. I can disable client-side validation, and all I did is round trip, set the flag so that the JavaScript is now off on the client. And when I hit continue, we round trip to the server, get the validation errors, and we see all of the fields that are in error here. The Tapestry's validation mechanism allows you to decorate field labels. So there's a field label component. You can decorate the controls themselves with a before and after type methods that you can implement. And you can decorate, so this is the after decoration here. You can list the error messages at the top of the page if you like. We could have listed them all. The workbench itself just shows the very first one. You get a long string of errors. It's not very useful. It does another thing. It automatically put the focus here. So there's a body on load JavaScript that sets the focus to the first control that's an error. All of that's just automatic to have those types of things in there. The workbench itself has a custom hook in there to decorate the fields and the controls differently, but by default, you'll see the labels turn red and two asterisks appear after this. So an app that we're going to build throughout the presentation will look a little bit different than this for the validation. As far as componentry, there's the date picker component that I mentioned, and you get the calendar icon, you hit this, you get a pop-up, pick this. Components can have some switches on them. This one has the week, so now we have a week number up here in the column. And it's showing the date that we submitted down here. And this date picker component included the text field and the icon with the JavaScript pop-up. Again, this was just a one-line inclusion in the page for each control that we wanted to have that way. The chart's going to take a second to run. It uses an external Java API. You'll see the Java pop-up down here. And it's going to generate a pie chart right here. It takes a bit of time to warm up here. And it'll generate a pie chart of this data. What this is showcasing is that I can create my own component, which generates an image source equals link, and the service that's behind that will generate the GIF that we see here. And so this, again, was a component. It's a one-line drop-in into the page, and we just bound it. You bind properties to components. Components have parameters, and we bound our data, which could be in any state that we want. If our component can accept data, and say we just bind it in, and that component gets it and can do whatever it likes. Another rich component is the palette component. This is for multiple select. I can highlight several things, move them over to a selected. I can double click, move them back and forth, and I can move them up. For example, all of that, again, one line, it binds to a table, a property selection model here, and it binds to a list of results here. So to use this component, I have a model and a list that gets them back. And that's all I had to do to use that particular component. It supports file uploads, no problem. There are some hooks in JSP, so if you have a JSP environment where you need to hyperlink into some tapestry pages or pages that take parameters, for example, there's a couple of tag libs that assist in doing that.
For the uploads, how are you handling that?
It uses the multi-part to the Jakarta Commons file upload component.
Is there a configuration for saying how large of a file it's allowed to send up?
Yeah, there is. And in fact, I wrapped one of the things I've done in my job is we need to restrict the file that I can upload to be Word or PDF. People upload their resumes, and we're using SQL Server, it can index these things, people need to search them. But we really need to know the MIME type, and we only really support those two types. And I wrote a wrapper around the file upload component that does validation, and the validation checks whether it's got the right MIME type. And that was pretty simple to do. We'll see the table and tree components in my demonstrations. It supports internationalization. You can switch the language, and it will toggle it over. This page itself is localized. Even graphics themselves can be localized, and they support the same conventions, the underscore, locale type things that you get with resource bundles, about properties, files, that kind of stuff. So it's all very natural and Java-centric type stuff here for that. Switch back to English before we get confused. Slides for a bit. Any questions? So what does it take to get there? Go ahead.
Is there other hooks on the asset management for comments around the form? For instance, if you want to do caching on your own, say not on the file system, is there a way to look into it, like maybe a server filter where you can process the asset before it goes to the next? So you can do your own caching, perhaps?
You could always put a server filter there and make sure it's the right URL. But if you needed to do fancier stuff than what's doing, then you would create your own service and component that would create those things. So if you want to serve up dynamic content, you can create a service to do so. And it's pretty, basically it's a servlet underneath the Tapestry's engine is all it is. And so you can just serve things up right to the HTTP response directly if you like. And then you can write a component that will fabricate the URLs properly to get into your service and pass the parameters into them. That's the way the asset, that's the way, like that chart service, for example, does. Created their own service that can serve with the GIF, and they created a component that creates the hyperlink image source equals, and it goes to the chart service and passes it the model data. So what does it take to get going with Tapestry? It's pretty easy to work with. The idea is that we've separated concerns. We've let our HTML be separate from our code, so it's actually even cleaner than doing JSPs, for example, because you're working with pure HTML at one level or complete Java at the other level, and so your designers can literally work with the HTML templates directly. So there's no tool requirements per se. It hooks in through WebXML, which is how all the frameworks hook in through, as the servlet mapping, for example. And there is a plugin for Eclipse called Spindle that is a really fantastic plugin. I use IntelliJ personally, but Eclipse users really like the benefits that you get with Spindle. You can see the pages tied to the specifications. We'll get into that more, and how it links into the Java code with really detailed error checking. Eclipse error checking, of course. There's some XML configuration files for pages and things like that. Those all have a DTD. If you tie that DTD into your IDE, you can create these things very easily without having to really know the details. Like an auto expansion and everything. And of course, HTML, whatever design tool that you need to use for that